This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Harley Litts, H-A-R-L-E-E-L-I-T-T-S, date of birth 11-20-2006, date of appointment February 8, 2024, requesting physician Crystal Baker, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-B-A-K-E-R. Dear Crystal Baker, I have the pleasure of seeing Harley Litts today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 17-year-old left-handed Caucasian female who had a blackout spell. She is under stress nowadays. It happened one time in the school, and one time at home, witnessed by the mother. Her hands were shaking, eyes were open and bent back. At home, she was at the bed and fell from sitting position. No tongue biting, no incontinence. She became unresponsive. It lasted 1 to 2 minutes. Postictally, she was lethargic. Her eyes were jumpy, mild postictal confusion was present. She was taken to the emergency room where CT of the head done, which is negative. She has a total of 3 episodes up till now. Past medical history. None. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, dust allergy, medication, Zyrtec. Try Sprintec tablet and acetylcholine 10 mg per day. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She's a student in high school. She's single, lives with the parents. Family history, mother alive with anxiety, father alive with anxiety, one sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had a blackout spell and anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 110/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 17-year-old left-handed Caucasian female whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, rule out epilepsy. Next paragraph, her episodes can be due to stress and it can be epileptic or non-epileptic seizure. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain and EEG. If she will have any more episode, then I will start the medication for epilepsy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.